Blog Talk Radio.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
For tomorrow there was nobody to know. like a mountain climb, make a headache. Chance to go for some time, say I look a prayer. When I meditation before me time a day, and listen what the most I got to say now. You really change, but I don't can't change. With you make a song, so no one else face me. Lying up to the ancient of days, praise the most high, not my life lazy. We for them sick, them never know where to go. Oh, the wicked of that day, I'm sure. When the tree and shack, the top of God like a sword. Just in time to people, they don't love God no more. He shall say it's so. The shots in family could have gone. Only he shall say it's so. But tomorrow they will, nobody knows. Shall say it's so. Just in family could have gone. Only he shall say it's so. But tomorrow there was nobody down. The parents wouldn't give it enough for me. But the father hungry at the fancy. But in the bush I am just not the same day. All the riches and glory the firm policy. Every righteous position in me. I know the realms of which I know them seeds. For each other made I saw. The eyes for the reason of a new that only shall say it so. The shots in family could have gone. Only shall say it so. But tomorrow they will nobody know. Shall say it so. The shots in family could have gone. Only shall say it so. But tomorrow they will nobody know. You're not the morning down. We keep on being happy, we never want to be at home. Shut it down, shut it down. Here we go to keep the word power on sound. And we hold on to the Lord, is all I say. And we make it a little laugh, we need our faith. Cause the whole world's watching us, we're not giving up. It's in the same trust. We're going to shut it down, we keep on being up, we never want to be real soon. Shut it down, keep it going to keep them in power and song. How we make them turn and say, in that school they feel too great. You know they hold them and shoot, they make a cute, they bully them and fail. How them tricky and carry that. Man, everybody did again. Here comes the rest of the song. I'm the same that them never hope we go down. We shut it down, shut it down. We keep on the air, we never want to hear your song. Shut it down, shut it down. Here we go to kill them with fire and sound. How we hold on to the Lord. And all I say. And we fight it a little bit. We need our faith. Cause the most I watching us, we're not giving up, we're not taking us.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. could die for a sinner like me. I do not deserve it. Only love can explain it. Why on the cross I was born this man. But loving Jesus, I just want to tell you, yeah, that I'm so with you.
Within me. Bless his holy name. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, how we glorify your name. We lift you up this morning. The word says, if you be lifted up from this earth, you'll draw all men all to you. We pray this morning that you would draw men and brethren to you this morning, oh God. Oh, Father, we pray that you would speak to us as our ears are attentive to your voice. Lord, we ask you speak directly to our heart, oh God. Bypass our mental faculties and go directly to our soul, oh God. Oh, Father, we ask that you will use this woman of God as never before. Lord, let the words that flow from her lips be the very oracles of heaven, oh God, as she opens to speak to us today. And let our hearts not just hear, but let our hearts receive today and activate. As Jesus, your word is life to the hearer. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on in, prophetess, curse you, and let the Lord use you.
God bless you. Can you hear me good, Apostle? I just want to establish first because I know.
Yeah, I can hear you.
God bless you and everyone that's listening today. Glory to God. I know we're going through a lot of frequency changes and technology is shifting as well as man and the human spirit. And so there are a lot of changes, and we've been having a lot of going in and out of the internet and cable and a lot of buffeting, which applies to AI, the shifting, the increasing, and the additions being inserted into metals of the devices of the devil, as well as the shifting that's taking place on the inside of the human spirit. Glory to God. And so we honor the Lord today for you and your wife and the ministry and all the administration that's associated with the ministry that's been entrusted in your care for this time and such a time as this, and to all of the pastors, all of the fivefold ministry, the holy apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, overseers, praise God, altar workers, all the ministers, to all the ministers of the altar, glory to God, and thank God for my son, Minister DeLon Jones, as well, amen. Thank you, son, for calling me ahead and praying with me and for me. Amen. So appreciate that. Amen. And so we just want to enter prayer before we get started. I tell you, I am so full. I'm about to bust with excitement and then also with dread and some things that are very troubling and disturbing, you know, all kind of emotion is on surface as far as my triune is concerned. And so we thank God for you. Praise God. And we honor all of you that's hearing us today. Glory to God. So let us take a moment and go before the Lord, that the word of God will have free course. Amen. Glory to God. Never could get enough of prayer, kneeling before the Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you and we bless you today. We praise you in the matchless and mighty name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of God, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost, God, that's quickening us and helping our infirmities today, helping us to be all that you would have us to be, God. And we thank you for the moving of your Spirit that's going forth through us, walking up and down in us to perfect all that concern us in these final hours. We thank you, Lord, for brand new mercies upon each one of us, God, as well as your mercy upon us corporately. Hallelujah. God, and for your mercy that's extended toward our families, all that is considered the earth thing. We thank you, Lord, that your mercy is yet upon our kinsmen, from the youngest to the oldest, from the first generation even to the last. We thank you and bless your name, Lord. No one can show us mercy and give us the love and the kindness that you've showed toward us. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you today for my chance. Hallelujah. For the blood of the Lamb being upon my life. Thank you for covering me with your blood. I thank you for hiding me, oh, with your blood. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for giving us a place to hide. Oh, and we pray, Lord, as we press, God, that our lives will continue to be hid in you. I want my life hid in you. I want my life hid in you, that the people will see you and not me. Oh, I stretch my hands to you in praise to glorify thy name in my body and my spirit, for you are worthy of my praise. And I extol thee, I bless thee, I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, I bless thee, O Lord. I bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up. Glory to God, and my mouth filled with praise. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord, for dwelling in the midst of us, for speaking to us in the name of Jesus, for anointing us afresh each day to do what you would have us to do, for continual, God, stirring of every gift, every virtue, every talent given to us, whereby we must continue to administer, oh God, reconciliation, oh, to all the ends of earth. We thank you for grace, for more time, God, to speak a word in this season, in the name of Jesus, to speak that which is edifying and minister grace to the hearers of the word. We pray that you will anoint our minds, that all the imaginations, all imagery, in the name of Jesus, all the cunning craftiness and the things hidden throughout the chambers of the mind that will hinder or cause delay or to decrease the hearing of your voice, God, we pray that it would be cast down, God, in the name of Jesus, and rooted out. And everything you didn't plant will be plucked out. Oh, that your word, as it continues to fall today and throughout this telecast and this reading at this time, find good ground, that this word may be believed and conceived, that we may conceive seed, Lord, to bring forth fruit pleasing to you. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you, Lord. 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 For you are worthy to be praised. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer in the name of Jesus, for favor, for open doors, even for the ones that's closed. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your continual connection to those, God, who are like-mindedness as we are, Lord, and who call on you out of a pure heart. We thank you for those connections. We pray that you would strengthen our union and let nothing break the sever or the tie or the cord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We pray that you have your way today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we come, we judge ourselves lest we be judged. We pray in Jesus' name that every transgression will be blotted out. Sin will be forgiven, that there will be a conviction. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that your word, oh, will have free course to reprove, to rebuke, to exalt. Oh, God, with all long-suffering as you have showed it toward us, God, give us wisdom above the serpent, that wisdom that would bring the souls in, God, that will stir the prodigals, stir those who are backslidden in heart, who are filled with their own ways, as your word declare.
Oh, God, he that is filled with his own ways is backslidden. And all those who've gone after Satan, we pray that you turn them around, God, and you would turn them from darkness to light. Oh, from the power of Satan back to you, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among us whom are sanctified. In the name of Jesus, we stretch today our hands to you, God, for bread, for a meat offering. Oh, God, for a drink offering. In the name of Jesus, for fresh oil upon our heads. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you. We praise 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 you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, I praise you. I praise you today. I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I praise you today for your worthy. Hallelujah. For giving us a chance to be prepared. Oh, at the things that are coming. Thank you for hindsight, for foresight, and the Holy Ghost showing us things to come. We pray, God, that you will intensify the ourself anointing of each of us and the minds, that their minds will be not dull of understanding, anoint their comprehension, anoint the conception, anoint the womb of their mind to receive seed and to conceive it and hide it immediately, that the enemy take not this word away from them. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, we plead your blood over this airway. The blood of Jesus is against all evil. The blood of Jesus is against all sorcery. The blood of Jesus is against all lies and falsehood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against all manner of sickness and disease and infirmities, walking pestilence, noisome pestilence. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against discouragement. God's suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. The blood of Jesus against serial killers, serial rapists, incest. Oh, pedophilia, God, necrophilia, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the devil and his angels, the Lord rebuke you and your seed and your hybrids, your clones. Oh, you shape-shifting. Oh, demigods, God, we plead the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done. Oh, God, throughout our triune, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, from the first layer of the skin down to the very marrow of the bone, throughout our immune system. We thank you for coverage today from all plagues. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting no deadly thing harm us that was planted and sent out. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for rebuking the devil and binding him, for sending them back from which they came, that was sent out against every spirit of the devil that was sent out from the unholy Trinity. God, send it back in the name of Jesus. Let it return. Let it return sevenfold, that God conspired against your people. We pray in Jesus' name that you will anoint every ear to hear what your spirit is saying to the church, to sinners, to everyone on the 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Speak, Lord. Speak that even a fool would err. Oh, that errors God, that would understand. Let them understand, even a fool that say in his heart, there's no God. We pray, God, that you show yourself mighty Hallelujah. Oh, show yourself mighty in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want your will to be done. We want the fullness of your kingdom to come within us, Lord. We with creation seek and groan and travail together to be called upon. Oh, God, with the last glory, Jesus, send your glory upon us, clothe us, give us ornaments of the Spirit, increase our talents and our virtue and our might, God. Oh, God, we may continue to work a work that you've sent us, a strong work, that the works will be strong. Oh, God, that the gates of your house, of your porches will be restored. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you will anoint them to comprehend and to understand, oh God, what you are saying in this hour. Expedite it, Lord. Expedite the knowledge. Increase it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh God, as we continue to look on the injustice. Oh God, the devil burdens of death coming up to our windows for our children. Jesus, help us, oh God, to accept what you allow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. Help us as the birth pains increase. God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us to bring forth children. Help us, Lord, to teach all the men and women, boys and girls, how to be righteous in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 help us, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Oh, God, then do it to the end. God, help us to make 100. 99.5 won't do. Help us to make 100, Lord. Help us, Lord. We pray that you will perfect all that concern us, and we will be not perfect, Lord. Perfect all that concern us. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, let us not mimic, copy, or duplicate any other, but you, Lamb of God. Help us to be like you, Jesus. Oh, and to enter that glory that you died that we enter into. In the name of Jesus, oh, have your way today. Bless and anoint. Let there be increased showers of blessings, showers of power. Fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Fresh bread. Hallelujah. New wine. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, my God. We praise you for speaking in the four corners of the earth, for moving by your Spirit. Hallelujah. For the shaking, Lord, that you declare that's in force. We pray, oh God, that you would help us to withstand this shaking. Make us unshakable, that we'll be steadfast, found steadfast in your will. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh, we bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We extol thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. With our hands lifted up in the face of adversity and our persecutors, the mockers and the scoffers, we bless you, Lord. We bless you. Hallelujah. For you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, God. I never would have made it without you, Lord. I thank you for your strength. Thank you for your might. Thank you for your spirit, God. Help me not to grieve your spirit. Help me not to quench it. Help me to obey, Lord. Help me to obey the Holy Ghost. Help me to be quickened. Hallelujah. Help, Lord. Help me to be quickened. Hallelujah. With all my enemies. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for grace on this radio audience. We pray that you would keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Those that rest at your feet, Lord, who have not forsaken the altars, that yet sigh and cry at the overspreading of abominations. We pray that you would keep their hearts strong. Hallelujah. Jesus, that they will always despise sin and hate sin. Love what you love and hate what you hate. In the name of Jesus, help us to continue to put a difference between holy and unholy, clean and unclean, that which is vain and profane. Help us, God. Help us. Help us, oh God, to be anointed to hear what your spirit is saying to the church. And be anointed to hear in the noise your still small voice. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, to discern the noise of both weeping and shouting. Hallelujah. Help us, God, in Jesus' name, as you magnify the noise. Oh, God, is the increase of visitations upon this earth. That which is invisible be made visible. We pray, God, that our hearts will withstand and be strong and not faint in the day of the removing of every veil on the four corners of the earth. We pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would have your way in this word and help us to obey. Help us to obey, oh God, all of your statutes, your precepts, your judgments, your commandments. Help us to keep thy word. Oh, and let your word keep us from falling, that you may be glorified throughout our body, soul, and spirit. This is our prayer today in Jesus' holy, righteous name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. power bless thee, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. In the spirit, in the spirit. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. In the spirit, in the spirit. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. All the time, Lord, all the time, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. All the time, Lord. All the time, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. In my home, Lord. In the church, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. In my home, Lord, in the church, Lord, keep my mind in the spirit all the time. In the spirit, in the spirit, keep my mind in the spirit all the time. In the spirit, in the spirit. Mind in the spirit all the time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Jones, but that truck had me distracted when I felt like flowing and singing a few songs. But glory to God. I know you could back me up, but that truck has got his own sound back there of the wind in the background. But I just appreciate that. I appreciate that, son. Amen. I thank God. Amen for those two songs of praise. Amen. And I tell you, my heart is lifted up. Even if my hand's not up in the air, I just feel like everything in me is upward, pointing upward. Amen. Conscious and aware of the Almighty. And I appreciate the Lord today. Amen. For allowing his praise to continue to be in my mouth. And we will sing old song, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue in my mouth. In my mouth, in my mouth. His praise shall continue in my mouth. And then this old song I heard a mother in Zion sing. We was going when the women of God, that was back in the day when the churches allowed the elderly women to teach younger women how to be good consecrated single women until they got a husband, and how to be good wives and how to prepare for that and the cooking. They would even have little luncheons and show you how to cook this and that and give you little recipes, just trying to prepare you for the king or the man of God that God shouldn't give you to be wed. And those mothers used to sing that song, keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. All the time, Lord, all the time. Keep my mind in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. Praise the Lord, she said, in your home, in the store, in the church, even when I'm sick, Brother oppressed, depressed, help me to keep my mind in the spirit. And what is it that they are saying? But in the spirit, it means in the word of God. Amen. Now, we know we have a personal invitation or a comforter within us, spirit, but this particular type that he was addressing was the word being spirit. Keep my mind in your word all the time. Keep my mind in your word, on the thing that passes not away, the thing that don't perish, the thing the enemy can't touch and take from me. Once it enters, it seals. Amen. Praise God. And so I just wanted to sing that, and it always rang through my soul, and even the song before I did any teaching or preaching in revival services or prayer summits, I always sang everything is moving by the power of God. And I rose this morning by the power of God. I clap my hands. I praise the Lord. I can live right by the power of God. I prophesy. I teach. I preach. I pray. I love. Amen. I give. Amen. By the power of God. Evil is moving. Evil, the devil and his angels and kings and rulers of the earth are moving by the power of God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Evil does what it does by the power of God. Even the sons of perdition, as well as the sons of God, are moving by the power of God, because God said that he created the wicked for the day of evil. Amen. God is not wicked, but he created the wicked for the day of evil. And that means for the time of judgment, when men are due their just punishment or their wages for what they've done, all the ungodly acts and things that they have committed. Amen. They are there to execute it. God ain't got to get up and judge you. He have other vessels fitted for different purposes to execute judgments, like you have the angels at various times that will come down through the funnel clouds, what we call funnel, science calls funnel, through a specific a vortex or a sphere. They come down, all of them come down the floor, type of Jacob's ladder, come down with their sword and arm, and they are on a mission, and they have names and minds and addresses that they ought to cut down, whole cities that they ought to bring to ruin. Amen. They come down spinning around like a dance and chopping stuff down with their sword. Wherever wickedness is found, wherever cities or homes are overmuch wicked, judgment will come, and it passes through. And so God has many vessels to do various things. Amen. Just like the holy fivefold ministry, those who are administrators are being entrusted in the apostolic, the prophetic, the pastoral, the evangelistic, or the teaching arena, praise God, are controlled by God, amen, the Holy Ghost, as well as others who are not saved. They do what they do by the word in their life, fall on their life. The word will fall on you to break you or to make you, help you obey. You can be set to be obedient. And so God turned everyone's heart in the direction he desires. And even Romans, the 13th chapter, talks about, and God said, all of them that sometimes I find myself being mad at the one who pulled the electric switch to the electric chair, turned the gas on in the gas chamber, no matter the evil of that people's commit, God, the one established the death penalty, was sin brought death. And so therefore, he had to increase it with an act of ridding the earth of these people who are influenced by evil, so in hopes that it wouldn't overspread. And so God said in Romans, the 13th chapter, the first six verses, that even the ministers of terror are his. But he said, they are my ministers. They are my ministers to administer death, to put people to death when they repeatedly are become unrepentant, are become so seared that their conscience is gone. It don't bother them to sin or to kill, to steal and to destroy. And so he has a place for that too. He has judgments, praise God, for that too. And so he say, the ministers of terror, I have set these people who are spineless and unmerciful and can take, put a lethal injection in, and they love death. They are attracted to it. They're like some people that call themselves people of God today, and they say, well, I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm going into eternal life. I'm going to life-giving things. I'm moving in the direction of life, a worship of life. I embrace life, no parts of death. Amen. All my covenants with death and fellowship with dead things are over. Praise the Lord. But then you still got that segment of so-called saved people that like watching nothing but gruesome, death, monstrous pictures, people heads getting cut off, blood gushing, all these elements still fellowshipping with death. Amen. Instead of drawing away from those dark elements, they sit there all day and wait back to back, chopping off the head, splitting somebody open and gushing and shooting and stabbing. How in the world, amen, can you be one that's moving into eternal life, sit and allow these things to continue to entertain you? And don't you know that if you continue to feed yourself with violence, amen, if you got an anger problem, or if you have closed the chapter of generational abuse of a man abusing your daddy, abuse your mother, your brother abuse his wife, or a spirit of abuse, male against female, female against male, because you have women that abuse men too, just like you do men, women, and you saying, when I grew up, I'm not going to repeat and do what my daddy did to us, or what he did to my mama, or what I saw Uncle Harry did to Maybell or whatever. Praise God. But if you continue, amen, if you want that door shut, and if you want guaranteed that this thing won't come up on you or follow you or continue to feed down through the generation to the next remnant of your sons and daughters or nephews coming up, then you got to shut that door, because watching violence, amen, it breeds that. And Paul told us in Ephesians 4 now, you're going to be putting on the new man, which is created after Christ, and holiness, godliness, godliness. You got to put away anger and wrath. And so you're looking, constantly feeding. I know we live in a time where we're entering the dispensation of wrath. The world is approaching and getting ready to enter. We're getting all the signs, and it's visible that we're entering the wrath of Satan, the wrath of the unholy Trinity, the wrath of Satan's government. Praise God, the wrath of the workers of iniquity. We see an increased wrath. No sympathy, no mercy for life. Amen. People love death. They love bloodshed. And so when you watch these things and say that you're a Holy Ghost filled, I mean, what else? It's like a double standard. And this stuff would breed and have an underlying living in you, that it would be easy for you to be a spousal abusive person, of slapping and beating and excessive abuse of your children. And you know, that anger, Paul say, put away anger, wrath, and malice. Put away those things. You can be forgiven, and God clean you up and give you a right spirit, and then you go back and start eating from the table, those elements from the table of darkness, because it's Satan that wants you to sit and watch violence after violence so he can keep that generation that's proceeding out, that will come from your loins, from you being intimate with the woman or your wife that produced other sons, that it may continue. Now, it's going in your chambers of your mind as a seed, but you conceive it in the mind, and then it will transport itself to your seed, from the seed in the mind to the seed that you give birth and transfer into the woman. Glory to God. Amen. So you got to watch that. We are living in a time of extreme and heavy wrath. I mean, people are killing merciless. The homicide cases, suicide cases piling up. Amen. Praise God. And people are killing more, stealing bodies, throwing folks in the woods. Amen. And putting ankles on them and millstones about them, putting them in the sea, chopping them up. I mean, they're doing all kind of things, wrath. And in this nation, they allow these evils. And you're talking about the table of the devil is spread it everywhere. Drink the cup of the devil. Amen. And we have to watch those elements in this day. Praise God. And Paul told us in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 20 and 21. Well, let's do it from 19 verse down. But he told you. He said the things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice unto devils. And most of the entertainment you see magnify evil, the negatives, the things that you ought not do. And it pushes and misleading into my message on the mystery of iniquity. Praise God. And the things that they have on television and even in the music, it inspires law breaking. It inspires you and encourages you to be contrary to the will of God. God say live. The devil say die. Praise God. God say do not kill. The devil say kill. And that's what is feeding people. Amen. It's inducing anger and death and serial killers. It's a breeding ground in our USA. Has become an habitation of devils and of every unclean spirit or species of bird under the sun. Glory to God. And that's all it is breeding serial killers, serial rapists. It's breeding the opposite. There is a direct, blatant violation of transgression of laws. And that's what iniquity means. In the Hebrew, and see, people say iniquity is just the same as sin, but it's different in the Hebrew writings. And when you study it line upon line, precept upon precept, you find it is just another phase of the transgression of God's law. It's the breaking of God's law, his word. Glory, have mercy on us, Lord. Amen. And that's all. When you find a nation that preaches against God and is against God, and just like the Eddie Murphy movie, Brent Dye and Brooklyn say, sin is good, do it, kill. Kill your babies, kill your husband, kill your wife. Amen. Do it in 48 hours. come on, amen. Do it. Fatal attraction. Make that attraction fatal. Glory to God. Build a web of lies, and all the shows is so negative. Oh, glory. Amen. And so it's the mystery of iniquity. And Paul even said that it already worked. It's been working from the day of a God, even before the second fold of creation, because before that there was another creation. And these same evil spirits that's warring against humanity to this day, but they are at their end. After us, there will be no more evil soon. And so God had to bring Adam and Eve again, bring another male and female species and say, replenish, redo it again. Amen. And so we see it over and over again where God had given the 6,000 years to man, 2,000 before, and then another 2,000, and then Christ at his coming. And this is it. We are in the final phase and at the end of man, the end of all things. And man was just born on the sixth day, but he'd been given 6,000 years. Amen. Praise God. And made up of six different photons, molecules, and all the stuff like that. Praise the Lord. And now we're at the end of things. And so we see the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of it, the things that are happening to us who understand. There are some of us understand what's going on, and to others, They don't have an idea what I'm talking about right now. They don't even understand it. Amen. And this comes from much study and divine revelation. I mean, with much fasting and denying myself to hear the voice of God accurately, who could show me directly what's going on, go straight to the point. Amen. Without stumbling, who can tell you better what's going on from the beginning to the end but God himself? And that's why it ain't always cool to run to every book and read every book. And from enticing words of man's wisdom, we should come to the point where we are able to speak out of our own spirit from that word and go from there and go in and open up the chambers of wisdom and divine revelation instead of having a whole lot of books all the time. It's kind of dangerous to do that, you know, and I don't, ain't nothing wrong with studying and we learning from everybody, but don't always base it on that. Pay for some things with your life. Let God speak to you individually. Praise God on what is going on. But today we're going to be talking about the mystery of iniquity. Praise God, the mystery of iniquity. I'm going to read these scriptures, and then we're going to go right on into this. And I pray not to hold you long, if God will permit. Praise God. Amen. If God permit, we will finish this word. But I want to start. I want to start here with a scripture reading, Matthew 24:12. Amen. And so y'all bear with me because I had left my glasses. I have more than one pair. I've studied so much and then looking in the internet in these different beams of light, it does something to your eyes. And so I have glasses that I wear for much study. Otherwise, I don't have to wear them until I begin to read sometimes and because of the study of gazing in the various lighting system in the phone or in your smartphones. And so y'all bear with me if I stumble a little bit at my reading because this the glasses that I did find that was here, not my main glasses, they are not as strong as the other ones that I do wear. So it may be a little blurry at some points. But nevertheless, we're going to go on with this word. Praise the Lord. But we want to look at our first scripture, Matthew 24:12. Just one verse of scripture right there, and then we have several others that we are going to read, magnifying the word iniquity. And throughout the study and through me Googling, find that the word iniquity is mentioned 70 times in the Word of God. Praise God. Iniquity is mentioned 70 times throughout the Word of God. Amen. And Jesus magnified this word, and he made a point to let you know now this word, of this deed, of this act, of this concept is going to abound. And not only in that 51st division of Psalms say that we was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. So a lot of us has been touched or have tasted or conformed some way, shape, form, or fashion in iniquity. Another law moving in, and that was what Paul was talking about in the 6th chapter. But listen what Jesus said. We want to establish iniquity. But first, I want to say this, that when I looked it up in Google, praise the Lord, and the Wikipedia, and when you read throughout your thesaurus, all of them have different meanings in the Bible dictionary and the Hebrew translation. Defined mystery is this is truth that has been hidden in the past, but now we are in a day where nothing is hid anymore. God commanded that the end be visible, that everything that's been hidden or invisible be made visible to those who maintain our senses S-E-N-S-E-S. Keep their senses exercised to discern, their mind strong and clean to comprehend what's going on. But mystery, the mystery of iniquity, Paul dealt with that in the church at Thessalonica, and he said that the mystery of iniquity working, it means mystery, means truth that has been hidden in the past, but eventually revealed at God's timing. At God's timing. Praise the Lord. And iniquity means not just people say, well, iniquity is sin. There are many offenses. There are many offenses, many things that can keep you out. And this is why Jesus stressed that in the last days, and you know all the signs are here that the coming of the Lord is near. And he said, now this is a really a time, not only trying to get people saved, but you ought to at the same time be reexamining yourself over and over and over again. And as Matthew 7 says, judging yourself lest you be judged. Make sure your life is clean at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day. And just say, God, have mercy on me for any sin that I might have committed in your sight, in my thought, word, or deed, known or unknown, a dream or vision. If I act the same way in my gesture, my body language, if I gave off, you know, you want to repent. Blot out transgressions. You know, because he said that he was coming for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such things. Now, what fit under those categories? And it take time for self-examination, or as Michael Jackson used to say, your soul, looking at the man in the mirror to make sure, asking yourself, have I changed my ways? Am I changing? Do I still look the same? How do you see you? Do you see the fullness of the glory of God coming in you? Amen. Or do you still see the image of the earthling? You still mimicking and copying ancestral ways, or your mama, your daddy? Are you trying to be like Pastor so-and-so and Elder so-and-so? Are you duplicating or mimicking Christ? And so he says that in iniquity, Jesus said here, I'm going to read that and I'm going to go on and move on. Praise God. He say, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, we saw throughout this entire chapter, St. Matthew 24, and like unto that coincides with it, St. Luke, the 21st chapter, when Jesus, some of his disciples were curious and inquisitive, are asking questions on, Lord, how can I know and how can I identify when you're getting closer, when it's getting closer to your coming? Now, they were asking him in that time period, but it wasn't for their time, that second coming. It was for in our time, but they wanted to know. In verse 2, and he said, verse 1, he said, Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. Praise God. And Jesus said unto them, my God, praise the Lord. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? He asked them, you see all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one stone left here, or one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. It means many ruins will come in different dispensations. Cities shall be overthrown. There will be storms. There will be wars to tear down man-made dwellings. Praise God. And he was specifically referring to the building of a church or a temple. And verse 3 said, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? Or what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And one thing he said here, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. deception will increase. That was number one above all of the other shakings, the other manifestations of evil, of good. Praise the Lord. Amen. The main thing that he put as a priority is to beware of deception. Take heed. Be careful. Stay aware and let no man, he said man, and we know spirits in this hour uses man because this is the legal way, the key into entrance of running the world, for them to enter into whole families, into whole governments, into whole sanctuaries to deceive. The key for evil spirits ruling is through man. Not talking about mankind or his kindred or his family or his woman or the children, but man. Man himself, the masculine one, the one with the biceps and the triceps, the one who Paul declared in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, as man being the glory of God, the deception will come through man. Granted authority, a legal rule, and these devils got to play by God's rule. All vessels, whether they are fitted for destruction, whether it's a vessel of honor, a vessel of dishonor, it's got to come through you guys, you men. Amen. Whether it's the daddy, the granddaddy, the uncle, the brother, the nephew, the grandson, Satan have to respect that man, and he cannot take over a nation, a home, or a throne unless he deceived the man. He's got to bind the strong man, the man first, in order to conquer an empire or a nation. And so Jesus said, don't let no man deceive you in verse 4. And then he goes on and he specifies verbatim, line upon line, on all the things that would proceed afterward. But first, the deception must be established. The fooling or the brainwashing of a man, the bringing down of the psychological strength, the mental strength of a man, the intellectual pride or the egotism of a man, the man whom God has set first to rule. He said, and he talks about man being conquered, because if you don't watch the man, be careful of the man, the one who supposedly, praise God, amen, the one who has the throne. And just like Satan said, Matthew, the fourth chapter, Jesus was talking about the temptation and how the devil took Jesus up on the high pinnacle of the earth, and he told him, he said that all this, you know, after he offered him, gave him many offers and showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and everything, that he said, all this I'll give you what was given to me. He said, I'll give you what was given to me. Now, who he got it from? Now, God gave it to man, and man gave it to the fallen ones, and here it goes back into the hand of the fallen one. It was taken at the death of Jesus and given to the church, and the church was to bring restoration and rejuvenation and bring the man back to his strength. Praise God. Amen. And so the devil has come again, trying to deceive. But Jesus said, I want you to be careful now, to be aware of men, of that has the appearance of a man, because deception will increase in the robe, in the mindset. It starts with a seed in the mind, transformation of the mind to bring a transformation or transit in the physical realm. It will manifest. The evidence in the physical realm will reveal what's in the mental realm, in their psyche, in their mindset. The thing that you can't see what they're thinking, there will be a marking. There will be signatures all over them of intimacy, or if they are loving devils, or fellowshipping with devils, or still sleeping with devils, if they are sleeping with the wolves, or dancing in the wolf revival, or part of a false revival, a false church, amen. It will manifest outwardly, because we're in a time where there's nothing hid anymore. Nothing. Nothing. So Jesus say, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. Nobody fool you. Don't let nobody mislead you. That's why you got to get in the Word of God. Study. And if you can't read, there's no excuses for it now. You got CDs. You got DVDs. You can listen to the Word of God. Amen. If you can't read it, look at it visually, and then, but you can still eat by your ears. Amen. You know, your eye gate or by the ear gate. Amen. Because that's the mouth. That's how you eat. That's how you eat the Word of God. It's through your ears. Your ears eat that Word. And the Bible says that the ear trieth words as the mouth tastes meat. And it's symbolic to your mouth eating substance. Praise God. But Jesus said, don't let nobody deceive you. Amen. And because this man has the capability of vulnerable to being misled or deceived because of the opposition and the temptation that's in the world. So many spirits are speaking now. Besides the Holy Ghost, the scripture tell us, the Gospels said that the Spirit speaketh expressly. Paul told Timothy that in the latter times men should give heed, start listening to seducing spirits, spirit beings. They gonna start listening to other entities, things outside of God, things that are against God. Amen. He said that they will begin to listen. So be careful at, that's why you got to study. So when somebody is teaching a mutilated gospel, adding and taking away from true stuff that's not there, you can recognize it because you're full of that word. You're full of it, and you can't be one that's easily swayed or misled. Jesus said, you better take heed that no man deceive you. That means deception is in man, and man has the ability to deceive or to mislead. And that's why we all need the Holy Ghost. You've got to have the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is the one that leads us. He is the one that reveals the mind of God to us, what God is thinking. He reveals what God is thinking. He reveals and helps you to understand the mind of God on these pages of these 66 books that we have, 66 other books that we have. There's so many more missing elements, and as you read, you can tell when something has been broken or severed from the scriptures, when it's been cut short, a missing element is there. Those of us who are skillful in the words of righteousness and read the word, you know when something is missing, but it's up to you, treasure hunters, the truth seekers, those who pursue truth, to catch it. Wait a minute, that didn't end right, but what happened to them? And why did it skip and jump, and then 400 years later, where's all the other stuff? That was left for you to find it, to find the truth, to search for it, to seek for it. Glory to God. And so Jesus said to, was telling them, because they have concern, and you and I need to be concerned. People say you're worried too much, and you don't need to be thinking about that. You think about the end too much. I've had people to say to me over and over again, family and friends and other people in the ministry, is that all you teach on about spirits, about demons, or the end times? Well, you anointed to teach the basics or the 30-fold. God anointed you to preach on the holy apostles' doctrine. This is the apostles' doctrine, but on another level. They went from those saints. Praise the Lord. So everybody is not anointed to do that all the time, to teach foundational. All of us are teaching on different levels. That's why you have the people look at it as financial description when he's saying some gain of 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, but he's talking about the three dimensions of development as well for your spiritual growth. Praise God. And you go from elementary school to middle school, or we used to call it junior high school, to high school. You're moving to a place where you don't have need of somebody over you all the time telling you what this means, that means. You got to be hungry for truth and serious about being studious and knowing God, the mind of God, and the move of God. And look like the darker it gets, and as the earth continue to be filled with violence, and you see the proof of the thoughts of men are evil continually by your shows, amen. And the accolades given to the LGBT community, and all this devilish confusion, amen. And you, that's proof that man has come to the end of his rule, and some of voluntarily gave up their leadership and their rulership. Some leaders that's for to be pastor in church have given their power and strength, that ministry, to the beast, and they don't even preach against sin no more. Oh, we don't want to hurt nobody. We want to preach on love. Yeah, sure, God is a God of love, but God is a God of judgment. God has emotions, and he goes through emotional changes like we do. And you'll read that in the 7th, 8th division of Psalms, where he talks about how, God destroyed Israel, some of them, and left a remnant of their 40 years in the wilderness. And they say God got troubled, and they troubled him, and they angered him. And they provoked him to indignation. And the last thing, wrath. So God said, I'm sick of this here, dealing with this. And he killed them. He just killed a whole generation of folk. Amen. And left the youth. He killed off all them old, set in their ways, complaining all the time. And now it looked like it's the opposite. Now it's the young people that don't want to give in to God. And they say, that's old folk, and they're too strict, and God got too many rules. And so the generation is changing because they're listening more. The young people look like now listening more to dark elements, dark entities more now than ever, because they're speaking from out of dimensions and portals and through technology, stargates and vortexes and spirits through technological realms of things. And so Jesus say, you got to be careful that no man deceive you, because this world is on the verge of, a cataclysmic, no turning back, destruction. And how you do that? How do you know when our government will break the last law that will bring total chaos on this planet and lead us? And you know, the Lord spoke something to me years ago when I was in 7 days and nights of fasting. And the word of the Lord, that whole fast, I didn't hear much. It was mostly singing love songs to the Lord and in quietness. And that's when God began to tell me to study the quietness and the outside sounds, cut off the radios. Cut off all the noise and the voices in your house. Listen to the planet. Listen to creation. Listen to the creeping things. Listen to the fowls of the air. Listen to the dogs. I want you to listen to the other things that you will soon fuse to more than ever, because he say, we with creation grown and travail together. And so you got to start listening to that. And so, but deception is going to another level. Jesus said, don't let no man deceive you in verse 4. And here in verse 12 is where we're going. He said, because iniquity shall abound, lawlessness. In the Hebrew, when I looked that up, in the Hebrew, iniquity means to bend,
to twist and or to distort the law of God or God's word. And you see where we are in a world where they are to God's face, like this vision I had in 2015. I was walking in this big dark field, and I could hear music afar off, and it was making the ground look like I might have been maybe 3 miles away from. I was way off, but the ground was vibrating and shaking at the vibrations of the instruments, the drums and the guitars and the chants, and I could hear it like the people were saying something. The closer I was getting, I said, what is that? And I started to see a lot of cars, and I saw helicopters everywhere on the ground. They was way out somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And I wanted to say, what is that? And the closer I got, and it was boom, boom, boom. And I look, and it was nations from all over the world gathered, old and young, and some had posters in their hands. And I could hear, the closer I got, I was walking fast. I said, what in the world that was? It was so powerful, the vibration and the energy, the oneness of the people, that I mean, I was walking into something that had to open up for me to get. I said, golly, it was like a wind that was brushing on me. And I was going on, and I could hear them saying, USA, 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 USA. My God. And then I look and look like the band. Now, I used to, when I was young, I used to listen to Janis Joplin and Kiss and Marilyn Manson and some of the, all the other demonic folks that was singing and when I looked like it was the Kiss group, because they had the old big old platform and all that makeup and looking weird, and they had all of these signs around them, and people had all kind of posters like it was in a protest, but they was holding them up, saying USA while the music was going, and they were singing, this rock band was singing whatever it was saying. And when I tell you, it was dark, and it was a shadow so dark, something hovering over that platform where these musicians were singing, and the masses of the people, a lot of them had posters, and they were saying USA, USA, and they was holding it up to the heavens. I said, what are they saying? USA, why? Why? And this guy, the band was singing one thing, but the people were chanting. And when I got around to see what was on the posters, it was USA against God. Those were the exact words on those posters. USA against God. And so we are here now, where I saw in that vision in 2014, it has intensified, and we are there. America's greatest walls of defense and against all evil was lowered, as we've said in time past, how he used, the devil used, somebody as simple as Marilyn O'Hara to go from the lowest court to the highest court to tear down America's greatest defense against evil, and that's prayer. Prayer is a great shield. It's a high tower. It's strong walls. It's a type of hedge that keep the invasion of evil. And they were the people by the mass. I mean, I saw every race under the sun there, and they had signs, many of them, multitudes of them, saying, USA, America against God. And so we see it is, and from that time, slightly before that, in that year 2015, they start passing a law. You can tell when the evil angels start giving charge, some man, as we read in that verse 4, men influenced by seducing spirits to begin the descending of the fall, of the ultimate fall of man away from God, of this nation that have claimed to be one nation under God, but it have always been some other underlords that was being restrained. As long as the church was strong in prayer and evangelism, then we were restraining and holding some things back, but now we have been limited on what we can do outside, and now we got to work with what we have already within our walls and what's inside the church. You got to save whoever is around you and the closest, and that desire God. Praise the Lord, because ain't much we can do now at this point of the course and the warp speed that they're on to destruction. Because a nation that forget God and reject God turned into hell. And that's what you are looking at when you look in the mirror. You see all that's behind you as well. And a nation walking away from God with the attitude that we don't need God. We don't want God's word here. Amen. Iniquity abounding, the spirit of lawlessness. Now they have their own rules. They have their own traditions, and they have their own commandment, as the word of God say. Jesus told them, he said, it's by your commandments, your do's and don'ts. It's not according to the word or it's patterned after God's word. And by your tradition, you have caused the word of God to be of none effect. Or by your wife telling you how to run the church. Your husband telling you how to run things. And we ain't going to run it like God said. We going to run it like I'm the head of this house. And God don't tell us what to do. You let your family tell you how to run a church and leave the word of God. And so iniquity, the abounding of iniquity, Jesus said, it's the bending and the twisting and the distortion of God's word, the adding and the taking away of truth, or not preaching it at all. We'd rather say than to preach it. Because we're scared we're going to lose money. We're going to lose tithes and offering. We're going to lose friends. We may lose family. I have seen and known preachers whose wives say, I don't want to be no preacher's wife. I don't want to be no pastor's wife anymore. I don't want to be. I don't want all of that. No, I don't want it. Because you won't bend a bow, but you continue to earnestly contend for the faith. You fight for the word that you know in it is the issue of life. Going to keep your family alive and keep you safe. But when Jesus say it's going to abound, abound means it's going to get stronger. After a while, you won't be able to hear the word of God ringing on the streets of America. It will be disallowed, just like they're saying, passed the law throughout California and all of its sister cities around it, that it's against the law for any store, anywhere anywhere to sell a King James Version. Queen James Version is allowed, but not King James Version. You can't have a King James Bible because it tells you that a man should lay with a man, and you can't lay with an animal. You can't marry an animal. You can't do this. You can't do that. We don't want that. Let's start a new edition. Let's get other verses. Let's get other Bibles. You know, let's translate it another way. That way we can mutilate it and take some words out. That's why these other translations are dangerous. And you ain't going to read the whole thing to know what's been taken out and what's been inserted unless you're skillful in the words of righteousness and you're really studious and study the word line upon line. Now, I mean, it took years for me to get to this level, and I'm still growing. But now, you know, I read the King James, and then I'm going on to other ancients and been privileged to read other things that are true, along with reading the riddles and stones or the messages on the walls of the pyramids and on the obelisks and all on in the caves and their storytelling. And the confirmation of what the word of God said, what was, and what was, we see it now, and history repeats itself. What they saw and what you saw, they saw, amen, we'll see it again because it repeats itself. But Jesus said one of the things you got to watch, you got to watch the changes, watch this word, keep your eyes on the word.
Stay focused on the word. He said, because iniquity is going to abound, there will be made laws made against God's word, against people believing holy living, clean living. Amen. There will be laws against the worship of the Most High Yahweh. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Lawlessness. People getting attitude, family and friends, and even some of the church members say, I don't care what y'all say. This, they say it's all right. And just because they change laws and change the word on earth, it's forever settled in heaven. I don't care how many times they write and rewrite and reprint. God's word never changed. Amen. I don't care what your government say. They ain't God. Amen. And anybody tell you don't obey that word, you do what I say. Praise God. He say the love of many go away a lot. That means a lot Amen. Of people going to stop loving you. It can be your husband, your wife, your family. Just be in expectation that you're going to lose some love. You're going to lose some people. You're going to lose some faith. You may lose a job. You may lose your wife and your children because you want compromise and say, but God is, I mean, if God was against it, why he let me be this way? Why he let me, because he hadn't judged it, so it must be okay now. No, some judgments have been prolonged, and some prayer warriors just have bought you time. That's the reason why you ain't 6 foot under. That's the reason why you ain't lost your mind. That's the reason why you ain't on a bit of affliction, because of the prayer warriors pleading, God, spare your people. The devil has deceived them. They don't understand what they do, why they do, and what make them do it. God, have mercy on our sons and daughters. Have mercy on the prodigals who never reached the stage of development of information and revelation, and dedicated themselves to the studying of the word to know the depths of Satan or his wiles or his schemes, his tricks. They never knew. And so Jesus say, because iniquity, whole church is split. Because some think, well, he don't preach on sin like that, and it look like God's still using them. And we going another way because you just too merciless, and we just don't think it's that serious. And whole houses split, a sword is brought down, and it's God the one that bring the sword. It's God the one that separate the goat from the sheep. The goat is the one who wants to do what they want. They want to live to the lust of the flesh and still sing songs to God, and it ain't gonna work. All right, but he said iniquity. You gotta watch this. Now let's read. We want to read to, let me see what that second scripture is. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Listen at this. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and verse 7 said, for the mystery of iniquity. We told you what mystery was, a thing that was hidden in the past. Now everything is out. So nobody would have an excuse or they didn't know, because, I mean, knowledge has increased. The mystery of iniquity is not hidden anymore. Doeth already work. Paul was talking to the church at Thessalonica in his day. See, The same devil working in our time, which is the end, is shorter now for them, the fallen angels, than it was then. He says already working. It's working now. When the church was born and birthed at Pentecost, it started, the end started then. Then started the end. It began then. He said the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Breaking the law. People want to change the word of God. Changing the ordinance of God. Order. The whole order. Everything has been changed around. They don't even build churches anymore with altars. Man, we don't need all that right and look like a gate right in a pulpit. Nowhere for nobody to kneel. Everybody coming still, you know, to stand up. No place that they can bow and humble themselves. So bodily sign of humbling myself, kneeling before the Supreme. We don't want no ordinance. We don't want no order. He said that only he who now letteth will let. The only reason why. Now, God could have destroyed and stopped this a long time ago, but he is all patient. And he allowed evil to this point to run its course, to do what it's going to do. And this is giving the world time to come to the knowledge and understanding of the Most High and truth and time to accept Christ. Praise God. He said, he the one that let it will let until he's taken out of the way. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth in us. Long as the church is here, the world has mercy outstretched to them. They got a chance. But when the church is taken out, no more mercy. When John saw in the Revelation chapters that the voice of the bride and the bridegroom will cease to speak after a while. You can hear good preaching and teaching and prophesying and good singing full of the word of God. Even the instruments prophesying the word of God and ushering in the presence of God, making it conducive that God come in and inhabit. Hallelujah. Our praise. He said it's him that's led it. It's him that's restraining, because prayer warriors still weeping and wailing. Amen. On earth and underneath, even from the rim of paradise or from the altars in another arena, it's crying, Lord, spare my people. When you going to avenge us? Prayer on both sides, this life and underlife, underworld, sinners praying, wish they had the chance to get out and to hear gospel preaching today. Amen. So we need to take advantage of opportunity every time we get a chance to hear the gospel preach, a gospel singing, and love the worship of God. But he said that the mystery of iniquity is working, and you looking at it at work from the Supreme Court down. Well, we no longer go by this. Take them commandments, those pillars of commandments from in front of our courthouses and from our city halls and from all of our public places. Take God's word down, and now the erection of satanic statues, erection of devil shapes and penises and pentagrams and the upside down crosses. And who do you think man is ruling? Evil is been given authority. Man has come to the end of his rule. And now we're in the degrees, the passing, the four stages before the final progress of 666, moving. The beast is now on his throne, and we're dealing with the unholy trinity, sending out messages and sending out, as Revelation 16 say, the unholy trinity is set. Man has chosen devils over God. And in this nation, specifically, and this nation is going on seducing other nations and trying to convince them to commit adultery to get away from God. Don't teach that. Don't preach that. Go ahead and kill babies. Go ahead and cut the man's organs off and make them something else. Help them with the satanic transformation. Help them to go insane. Help them break them down psychologically. Move them from God consciousness. Bring them to prayerlessness. Don't let them pray. Don't let them worship God. Take their Bibles away. Forbid them to preach and teach in the streets. Forbid them to feed the poor. Forbid them from doing good. That's what you're talking about, iniquity abounding. The laws of God being brought down. They want to put them under their feet and say, we're going to walk on them. We despise truth. We hate truth. Praise God. Jesus said it's going to abound. You're going to have people, haters of the word, haters of the cross, hate Christians, despise Christians, despise holy living. Iniquity is going to abound. Abound means to succeed. And you won't find the living word outside in many places or being declared in your streets. But you got to have it inside of you. You got to study. Keep studying to show yourself approved unto God. Every time you open that word, you're in the counsel of God. God is looking at you. Hallelujah. And you got angels watching over the word in you. Hallelujah. They come to watch over that word. Amen. Anytime it's open and preached, angels come in to where truth is not a whole truth been preached, not this mutilated stuff some of these preachers preaching, compromising. They pick what they want out the word to preach and teach to satisfy their wives and their children or the biggest tithe payer. Praise God. Amen. Or the television station or the radio. Oh, we ain't going to say this. We ain't going to say that. And we ain't going to do this here. And, we got to watch our words. You supposed to stand in defense of the gospel. You defend the gospel. You stand with God against sin. Cry loud and spare not, as Isaiah 58 says. Spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. God says, show my people their transgression. Show them. That's what iniquity means too. It's transgression. Means the breaking of ordered laws. Things that God says, do this. Amen. Don't refrain from doing it, but do it. Don't despise it. Don't make excuses for doing it, but you're transgressing. That's all it is. It's another level of iniquity, means breaking, twisting, and distorting God's word to satisfy flesh or to satisfy yourself. Praise God. And it's transgression, means breaking the law, breaking commandments, God's statute, his judgments, his precepts. You don't want to see it like he see it because you scared that my husband going to leave me. My wife going to leave me. I ain't going to have no money. Don't you know God will take care of you? You think, I'm the only one, Lord. He told Elijah, you ain't the only one. I got others who haven't bowed. Obadiah hid some in the cave, 1,000 in the cave. There's always somebody standing for truth. You're not alone. You are not alone. They are more with us than with them. They are more with us than against us. It just don't look like that. You may be in a little shotgun town with a population of 179, but it's multiple. It's billions serving God. And there's an innumerable amount of people going to make it through to this truth because John saw a number which no man could number with finally. Believe the word of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. And so he says here that the mystery of iniquity, and what's the mystery, what's behind it. So people don't know, understand why they do the things they do, and they want to know, why is they taking the commandments down? What's the purpose? What's the mystery? What you hiding? What you trying to do? What are you craftily doing? What are you opening up? What have you done, old governor? What have you done, mayor? What have you done, queen, king, ruler, prince, president, senator, legislator? Judges, what have you done? The mystery of it, what's behind this? Why? What's the purpose of this? Purpose of removing the laws. Why? So evil will have an advantage. We will be besieged. And before you know it, You're going to, all the curtains and the veils will be moving. One of these days, we're going to get up. We went to bed and everything was normal and in place. And we got up, we opened the door and said, what in the world? What is all that in the sky? Who is that? What is that? Where do these armies come from? What is all of this surrounding us? What is going to happen now? What have you done, rulers of the world? What have you done, apostles? You to call yourself apostles and prophets and evangelists. What have you done? Something you do wrong, doing wrong when sickness overspread your congregants and you don't have a prayer to get them through. And why they ain't been healed? Why ain't nobody been delivered? What did you do? What did you touch? Was it something you said? What did you do? That adultery has entered my home. Because it's what's on the head that come down and spread to the body, that affects the body. What you do in secret will overspread in the open over your congregants. What have you touched? Somebody touched darkness. There's some sickness and disease. Come on us when we touch darkness. The Bible said in the manifest song that pestilence walketh in darkness. Pestilence means diseases. Sometimes we can pick up the wrong book, be around the wrong person, get in the wrong conversation, or watch the wrong thing and didn't realize that an entity was attached to that. Something dark was attached to. All they wanted to do was destroy the fruits of your labor, destroy your church, or to cease spiritual growth of a ministry. What have you done? What have you done? Because God said, these things don't belong to you. This is for the Egyptians. These plagues belong to them. Come out from her, my people. Don't touch unclean things. Don't touch darkness. Because some pestilences, diseases, walketh in darkness. Now, sometimes you can touch it ignorantly. There are some things we can put in our body, like the system now. That threefold takeover of sickness and disease. The system is feeding stuff to our body. And there's some things you know you ain't supposed to be eating. We know we ain't supposed to eat. We ain't supposed to eat pork, period. And God ain't never changed them dietary laws. He say don't eat it. Don't eat no catfish. Don't eat no shrimp. Don't eat no crabs and no lobster. It's unclean. They are death angels. They eat death. They clean up waste. Don't eat it. I have not changed. You can't bless that and expect God to bless it because it's going to come with the disease. They are disease carriers. And maybe it's that. And then disobedience move upon the congregants. And then here come diseases. There is so many crafts to evil at the breaking of laws, transgression of a law. God, he didn't destroy none of that. The only thing he destroyed was the sacrifices of animals, the animal sacrifices. The animals don't have to die for our sins. Jesus died for that. He didn't change the Mosaic laws. And it's good for all nations to not eat certain things and drink certain things. But we'll find a way around it. And then we end up dying before our time, becoming disabled, dismembered, deformed. The enemy of science replaced your original body parts with that which is what they call transhumanism, transit with robots and all those things. We could avoid a lot of needless pains if we would not touch and handle unclean things. Unclean things is considered in the dietary laws. Now, touch not, handle not unclean things. Didn't Paul say that to the Corinthian church? Now, that's got to do with food. We think it's just laying down, committing fornication, and having sex outside of marriage, or a man sleeping with a man, a woman with a woman, or pedophilia, necrophilia, masturbation, or we into dolls and, you know, robots and the devil trying to replace human love with AI. And we're passing through AI. Well, again, that's before we inherit the promised land. We are at the end of things for sure because we are back at the scripture before the children of Israel entered Canaan, Canaan land, the promised land. They entered the promise and transitioned to the place that God promised through forefathers. He made that. They had to face Ai at the end. And we're at the door of the promised land, or transitioning to paradise or the rapture. And it's the last fight. This last battle will be an Ai one, along with the descendants of the Nephilim, the grandsons and granddaughters of giants, the returning of them, as some of the old books of Obadiah and Isaiah said, in the last days, those giants will resurface and they will be a part of the wrath of God to help execute judgment on wicked men and women, those who have the mind of the beast, the mark of the beast, or the number of his name, have changed the very image from the image and the likeness of God to that which is like corruptible man and beast and creeping things. And you see what people are doing to their bodies now? You see? Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Now listen. He said that only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. The Holy Ghost saying now, when he get out, and then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. And whom, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, talking about Satan's song, and with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all, now that's a whole nother teaching right there, and with all deceivableness. You got to watch all deceivableness. Watch all this. Can you even recognize deception? And Paul said, how are we going, if we can't judge small things, how are we going to judge the world and angels too? You can't discern a human spirit. You can't discern a Zima spirit. Can't discern the noise of weeping from shouting, as Ezra 3:13 said. I mean, you got to watch all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. See, the people don't receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Oh, no, God is trying to save them for something. He ain't just trying to be strict or a God of rules. He laid these things because he knows the adversary and what his ability was to kill, steal, and destroy. So he gave you something to work with that's going to prolong your life, lest you die before your time. He said, you got to watch that. And for this call, God sent them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. This is a part of iniquity. Iniquity, the transgression of the laws of God, disobedient to obeying God's law, and believe the lie. Go on with the truth. Go on and compromising, or you ain't going to never fill your church if you don't bend some of them rules. Now, God expect us to be wise. That's just wisdom. Lord, tell them the whole truth. Call sin, sin. Call a dog, dog. Call a cat, cat. Don't say cat, dog like these want to fuse two genders together or two, the animal kingdom together. Like today, I saw a cat on top of a dog trying to hunch the dog. Don't you know evil? Evil has no respect of gender. It has no respect of species. It will use anything. There's something in the air, the nanos trying to change and confuse every species. Everything that God made is under attack from evil spirits, from the kingdom of darkness, trying to confuse everything and everyone. Who ever seen a cat mating with a dog, trying to mate with a dog? I ain't never seen that in my life till lately. I say, oh, my God, is it the nanos in the air that they done went up through their nostrils, absorb on the eye follicles, the powders that fuse together once it enters the host and it starts changing the genetics inside them? I say, what is this? Oh, my God, this is evil. You better arm yourself in every way. The war is so intense, some things are still invisible. the micros and the bios, some things you can't see that's right in the room with you today. While you laying down, is looking at you. While the angel standing guard and the guardian that's assigned to you, your ministering spirit that's with you, and then you got that other one standing back in opposition to him, waiting to deceive you and to make you sin, so all them other, that entity that had you from a child up until the day of salvation, you repent, and he had to get out. He was forced and evicted out of your body, and then you got filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you go back, the Bible says if you go backwards to it, then you get, that's that one that had you, he wasn't strong enough to hold you, so he had to go round up seven more homeboys out of the spirit realm. And they go into you, ain't a new beginning of a level of evil and intense violence and sin like you didn't experience before. The Bible say the last state, when you go back and you let him back, he's sitting back waiting for his house. He longing for his house. Jesus said that, and all the four gospels expressed it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John say he's sitting back. Well, I want my house back. I want to get back in them. I've been in with them since they were born in sin. And I shaped them in iniquity. And that's why that iniquity has always, this been the law, has, we was born into a realm that Satan had his hand in to cause us to break the laws of God. And a lot of us did things we didn't know was wrong. We didn't know it, but it was a pattern. It's what we saw every day. We were shaped in iniquity. We saw lawlessness. We didn't know about the God, and there was a God, and this was wrong, and the do's and don'ts of God, the safe things to do, the things to not do, the commandments. And we did what we saw grandmama do, and auntie did, and uncle did, and our neighbor did, and our favorite cousin, and we were shaped in it. We saw what it looked like, how it looked, and how to do it. We were shaping in a lawlessness, something that was against God's structure, his law, his commandment, and that we done. If they smoke, we grow up smoking. If they drink, it was whoremongers, and it dipped snuff. Praise God, and it was a look at a homicide, serial killer, serial rape. That stuff is passed down, shaping and born in it, born in sin. And it takes a powerful church to break that thing off of you. If a church ain't fasting and they ain't got no prayer going on, they ain't got no power. Why you think people are still like they are and come in and leave the same way they came? No deliverance, no altar call. You can't really pray for nobody healing because we sick. It takes sick, heal people to heal people. It takes free people to free people. How can we pray up there, pray for them to be healed? And well, when they sick, then we can't pray ours off. We go into the system to heal us and not God. We believe the report of Egypt, of the system, who does not have your best interest at heart, is full of all deceivableness. We got to get back to the faith of God. And so we see what he says here. So now we have entered strong delusion. Four judgments of the mind. One is, Isaiah said, a deep sleep has come on them from the Lord that even the prophets won't be able to see, and the kings can't see because they done left God. It's about giving me glory, praising me, saying I'm some great one. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all worship me. I'm God. Do what I say. The commandments of men. Do the tradition. Do like we've been doing. From day one, the organization was not the word of God. And now preachers again, they don't even open the Bible no more. They don't even open the Bible. They rather open a book in the pulpit, not the Bible. They get a book and read out, not the Bible. But see, I'm going in AI, and AR has been designed to distort. It's delusions there, hallucination. You can't see the jot and the tittle. You can't see the cross on the T. You can't see the mutilated word or word taken out of it. And what's been added? And you lose something.
And you wonder, how that got in this church? How that, when that happened? And you wonder, Lord, have mercy. Strong delusion. People believe in a lie and say, well, we're going to have this church. It used to be God, but it's mine now. They do what I say. This is my throne. This is my church. God, no, we ain't going to do all of that. Uh-huh. Now let's look at this other scripture. Oh, 2 Thessalonians, we just read. I want to go to, we read about the mystery of iniquity. And so the one behind me, where Ezekiel 28 and 15, the mystery of it, the first beginnings, the origins of iniquity, and where it was founded first. And guess where it was founded first? Amen. Ezekiel 28, 15. And some of you Bible scholars already know where it was found. All right. Ezekiel 28 and 15 says, talking about Lucifer being the anointed chariot that covered. Let's start at verse 14. He said, and this is leading to the iniquity. What's in Satan's heart is being passed on the hearts of other people. You know, he the one that's deceiving the whole nation. It says, thou art the anointed chariot that covered. I have set thee so that thou was upon the holy mountain of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, and thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. Lawlessness, a broken law, was found in thee. Iniquity was found in thee. And then in the Revelation 12 and 9 said how the devil deceived the whole world. He went on, it was found in him, he was cast down, and all of those who had a heart and mind and weakness and easy to be influenced, he began walking to and fro, figure out, who can I convince to believe just like me? Who can I get to listen to me? Who can I influence? He started looking for weakness in men because he knew he couldn't take over the earth until he got a hold to the men in charge. The man that was in charge get hold to fathers and let the fathers begin to take on spirit spouses and begin the art of lust in their loins and draw them away from the wife of their youth, from her breast, and cause them to begin to administer to themselves, to touch themselves, to be drawn away into imagery and to pornographic things. Amen. And Paul, Ezekiel warned us of that in the 8th chapter of Ezekiel, warned you of the chambers of imagery. Amen. Because the devil was jealous. He's the image of jealousy. He jealous that we worship God and we chose to serve God. And he's mad at me, mad at you, because you won't bow to his lust. You won't hate God and despise God like he do. Want to spread that ungodly attribute. He said iniquity was found in him, and that's how I got started. He the one that devised it, and he and told the other ones, let's break the law of God. We ain't going to do this. Don't y'all follow him no more. He started this mess. The devil, Lucifer, the dragon, the beast, the prince of the power of the air. He started this. Want to change God's law and order of worship, style of worship, like some pastors endanger their church and letting anything pass through there. Start changing the ordinance. Don't follow him. Don't follow them. Don't believe that. Don't do that. It don't take all of that. That don't mean that. It's read there in the word. He said, iniquity was found in you. I found some broken laws. You had a secret in your heart that it's some laws you ain't keeping. It's some of what God say you ain't doing. He said, iniquity was found in thee. All right, and guess what he did in Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. Let's go to Isaiah 14. Praise Jesus. Isaiah 14, it just talks about on how when he was cast down, he started, and Job say he started walking to and fro. Who could I deceive? Who could I overcome? Who could I fool? Who could I bring down as myself? I ain't going down by myself, so I'm going to bring down everybody I can. Praise God. And he said that you said in your heart in chapter 14 of Isaiah, verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weakening the nations? And that's what he's doing now. He weakened the nations. When you stop reading your word, they say one weak, W-E-E-K, without prayer makes one's W-E-K, W-E-A-K, weak. And you keep reading your word. If you don't read your word, you will be subject to believe anything that's preached or taught. You wouldn't even know. If you don't ever open your Bible or listen to the Bible, you wouldn't even know what's true. And he's going for weakening the nations. How can he weaken the nation? First, he got to stop a nation from praying and honoring God. He got to get the nation or get a whole church to forget God, to neglect prayer. Because any church ain't praying, they ain't talking to God. And you better bet that God ain't talking to them. Because this is where you hear the voice of God out of this realm. That's his secret place. That's where he hides. He speaks from there, the most consecrated place, the most holy place, the most sacred place. So he's weakening the nations, removing the commandment. Fools, to remove the word of God, to not preach the word of God. Don't open your Bible no more from the pulpit, but you open other books. Preaching more out of from it. Paul said, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, from enticing words of man's wisdom. What Summerall said or what Maya said and all of them just, Summerall was an excellent man of God, but Maya done went contrary. Don't even teach women to look like women and dress like women anymore. Got to show all your sins, like you heard your curves and all of that. And now what God had called her whole lips, face, and fallen. And it's just based on things, temporal land, the best life. What about your spiritual life? What about looking like a woman of God, putting on the proper clothing when you're speaking for the Almighty? Not that I can look and see your curves and your cellulites, your hips and your buns, amen, your inner thighs and the shape of your vaginal areas through all of this stuff. And I'm telling you, that's iniquity. We have to dress appropriately when we speak for God, women. We're in on tight pants and I can see you got on thongs or no panties or how you shape. You can cause somebody to fall. Lust. It's moving in little boys, 5 years old, little girls. I mean, you got to watch that. Cover yourself properly. My son brought a young man to church. He said, man, that was a good word, but I couldn't hardly enjoy the word from them sisters. Their skirts were so tight. Their pants were so tight, man. You can see dimples in their hinders, and whether they sagging or long, short, tight, buttocks, all of that. He said, I couldn't enjoy the word because all of that, the sisters got their breasts pushed up where it looked like even the breasts pushed up looking like hinders with a split. I couldn't enjoy the service. They were just too tight. A man that didn't go to church at all, he said, man, them sisters look like the sisters at the strip club. And some of them had years in church and still wrestling. And it shows that they are in an encounter with the spirit spouse. There's a demon. They sleeping with an enemy somewhere. Either they fornicating or something coming up in the bed to meet them, and they masturbating. It'll come through your clothes when you lacking and you wanting.
and lust is tearing you up. It's like fire to start coming out. And you begging and you walking, me so horny, when you can just go and dress properly, get you, buy you something, ask somebody to buy you something, give you a loan to get something, and not go and talk about preaching me and you looking like me so horny from the pulpit. Me so horny. Look at me. You got a tattoo. Been instructed not to mark yourself with that. After salvation, you go get it. I can see if you had it before salvation, and that's forgivable, and God will wink at that. But after salvation, then you still go and get tattoos, and God say, don't do it? That's iniquity. You transgress the law. You just broke an order. Glory to God. And so iniquity was found in it, and so Satan started weakening the nations. How do you make a nation weak? You make a church weak. Stop preaching the word as it is. Stop preaching the whole counsel of God and the whole law. Then the church get weak. And the prayer wall, you start going AWOL. There's no power. Nobody praying. They pray about a shotgun 2 minutes or under a minute before somebody preach, but no real contriteness, no rending of the heart, no hours of prayer. Ain't no power in that ministry. No power. All right. He says, so the devil, he come to weaken the nation, and then Revelation 12 and 9. And I'm about to finish, y'all. Let me look at this clock. Oh, yeah. Finish. He come to weaken the nation. And then Revelation 12 and 9. Lamb of God. Revelation 12 and 9 out of the King James Version. And it says here, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Oh, he's giving you specific titles of the devil. He's called many names. Some call him Diablo and other names, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. See, we was included in that deceiving the whole world. He had deceived the whole world, y'all. He deceived the whole world. All right? To the point now, before he can deceive the most of the nation, guess what he did? And I've bought this before when we dealt with Psalms 2 and 2. He had to get to the kings and the rulers and the fathers and those of the fivefold ministry and those of the political pulpits, governors, mayors, judges, senators, legislators, policemen, chiefs of this, princes, queens, kings. Amen. He had to get to them, the kings of the earth who were over the masses of the people, voted in, set up by God. People think that they vote people in. When it's God, it's God. Y'all, we don't really do no choosing. The way the Bilderbergs and the Rothschilds and all the rest of them got it wrapped up, it's God, not even them. God put it in their heart and turned their mind to do various things. All right? He said that even Satan went forth to weaken the nation. He had to get to all those in authority. And he started turning them, and they start taking counsel together. When you read that second division of Psalm verses 2 down through 5, and God say the world leaders start taking counsel together against him, against God now, the one who provides the trees and the water and the cattle and he said they start taking counsel in their meetings, their G5s, their G7s. It ain't against other countries. It's against God. God say they having their meetings against him. We don't want God behind him. We don't want him. You don't provide him. We know how to make it rain. We don't need your rain. We know how to make it snow. We don't need your snow. We know how to create fish now, tilapia. We know how to make hybrid fish. We got hybrid. We don't need you to grow us no vegetables, God. We know how to take seeds and merge it and make some kind of species, and that's unhealthy for the nations. He said they taking counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Now they coming against Christ's church, his bride. All right? And then he says in the 17th chapter, and I think I read that some, and it's still tying in and going in, and I'm going to end with that and pray and turn it back over to Apostle Calendar, the 17th chapter now. We know what the Proverbs 21:1 says, the heart of the king is in God's hand, and he turned it whithersoever he will, as he do the rivers, the oceans. God turned it, all right? And he said that the ten horns and 12, he said the 10 horns which I saw, the 10 kings which have not received no kingdom as yet. That means people are still being voted in, that this is the last and the final alignment of the political realm. Some have already stepped down and give their offices to Satan's children, his seed, because now the transfer of power is going to the fallen ones, and that's why we're going into 666. We've been seeing all the slangs, the symbols, and the writings on the wall, the writings on the floors, and the advertisement, and the number codes, and all of that stuff to let you know it's now in effect in a crafted way, and it's got to keep it dim to fool the masses. The devil ain't going to just blatantly come out, okay, I'm Satan now, come down on earth, because he know everybody going to know if he say I'm the devil and I'm finna take over the world and y'all got to take this one. No, he's using sorceries, crafts, potions, spells, word spells, number spells, incantations. He's using, he deceives the whole world. You got to watch all deceivedness. You got to pay attention, read between lines, be studious of body languages. Amen. He say they hadn't received it. He say, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now, they transferred. That's Revelation. Now, you see this, the 17th chapter, and you notice this look like it's past tense, but in actuality, this happens first, before Revelation 13 goes in effect. 13 shows that the mark of the beast is already in effect, and he calls it all great and small, that Satan is now ruling. But here, this is the process or the progress of the stage before Revelation 13. 17 should be before 13. Why it was numbered on this wise, I don't know, but he said the kings, but receive power as 1 hour. These have one mind. Your world leaders have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And these your world leaders shall make war with the Lamb. They don't like Jesus. They don't want Jesus. They don't want you to say that name. That's why they're passing laws. They can't sing it in their songs. You can't mention Yahweh. You can't mention Yeshua HaMashiach. You can't say Jesus in your movie. Just say he. Or just say a higher power. Or just sing like you sing it to a lover. You singing to your boyfriend or your husband, but don't say the name of the Lamb. Don't say the name that's given above every name. Don't say the name that we are subject to, because if you utter, it'll move us. It'll shake us. Amen. It will restrain us. He said they are coming to make war with the Lamb. All right, and I'm going to skip down. Verse 17, this is where I'm going to close out in. Now, out of all you see that's going on globally, y'all, whether it's in Ukraine or Russia and the coming rising of Germany and China taking over Africa, then all for a rude awakening, because none of that land over there, Akibulon, they name it Africa, but the original name is Akibulon. It does not belong to other nations. It belongs to one nation of people, many phases of black people. But it does not belong to them. And they're trying to take over and run to the only land that's going to remain standing, because God promised our father Abraham that we will return to those lands we were taken from. And they don't like it. And so they're going over there trying to take over. But God said, now, what you see, don't worry about what they're doing. Don't worry about the invasion. Everything is moving by the power of God. God orchestrated. He knows what he's doing, why he's doing it, who he want to use to do it. He know who he want to do to bring certain nations to ruin, tear up their cities, tear up the downtown, send water through. He know what he's doing is shaking the land. He know what he's doing is shaking the heavens and the earth. I don't care if they do use the heart machine, if they do use CERN. I don't care what they use, a geometric that's hovering in the heights of the spheres or up in or up closest to the ionosphere. I don't care what technology that's moving and shifting some things. Everything has been permitted to run its course because God pre-written this. He wrote this, and we're all falling under some word of shape, form, or fashion. And you see what he said in verse 17, where I'm ending. He say, for God has put it in their hearts. Talking about the world leaders now. And you got to read that whole 17th chapter. You'll find out where the course is going. He said, for God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree. Now, they acting like enemies. That's just the Game of Thrones. And then as soon as they get through shooting and tearing up stuff, because they know they don't care if they tear up stuff on top, because they already underground in their cities. They living the best life that they know that they can right now underneath the earth in the catacombs, where there's always been cities underneath, forests, trees up here, trees underneath there too. And we think, well, it's just layers and layers of ground and it's lava. No, it's whole cities underneath us. We just on top. Bunkers. Amen. And look at the cave-in God lets you see in China. Well, a huge, one of the biggest sinkholes in the entire world just fell through there. And when they look down there, whole forests and waterfalls and all that stuff down there. And it's just the Games of Thrones that act like they enemy, but they all agree. It's what God said. He said, and they're going to give their kingdom unto the beasts until the words of God shall be fulfilled. See? And you see what they're doing. You see the approval of evil doing, the approval of darkness, the approval of changing the image and the likeness of God, making men transgender, making them cutting off all of the original parts and adding stuff and transhuman, replacing your knees, replacing your hips, replacing this. And all Satan is bringing man into another being, another species. And that's in Revelation 15 and 2, the beast and the image and the number of his name and the mark of the beast. We're still in the realm being played out, the phase of the image, his image. Satan wants an image. He has a son, and he wants to bring us into another species. He's been playing with the DNA since the garden and trying to change everything. But God said, listen, he said, I'm the one that put it in their hearts to do what they're doing. I put it in Prudent's heart to do what he's doing. I put it in their heart. I did that. I'm in control. I'm the one that take down kings and set up others. I'm the one that hires and fire. I'm the one that kills and make alive. I'm the one that heals and afflicts. I'm the one that save, and I'm the one that condemn you to hell and put you in the lake. God say, I'm in control. Don't forget that. Don't forget. that I'm controlling things, and if something go wrong with you, if you're disobedient, I'm the one that turns you over that way, because I can harden your heart. You don't want to stop and can't, because you keep doing it over and over again, and I told you to stop that, stop that, don't do that, don't touch that, don't go there, don't drink that, don't sleep with her, don't sleep with him, don't do that, don't do that, don't steal your tithe no more, give that offering, give. Give, give, and God will flick you because of disobedience. And if you don't watch it, that little leaven will leaven the whole lump, and disobedience can call all the works you've accumulated for God can to be burnt, and you ain't going to have nothing but your soul saved. You keep burning up your works from sinning and being disobedient. Praise God. But the mystery of iniquity, what's behind all of this, is leading to the transference of power. Man has come to his 6,000 year of ruling and now is going to the hands of full pledge and full manifestation of the fallen angels. Man didn't know how to appreciate power, didn't value the power, wouldn't honor God doing his rule. They got too big-headed, forgot about God, stopped letting people pray. Don't take all that, no, y'all, you know, don't make them people go down there and pray. Yeah, you can't get enough prayer. Let them pray if they want to pray. Find somebody who want to pray. If you want your church or your home to escape what's coming, you better get some prayer started. You got to watch and pray that you be accounted worthy. If you ain't got no prayer going in your home, ain't no guarantee that your family going to make it. There ain't no guarantee you're going to make it if you keep going on and not praying. You need to pray as many times you can in a day if it's just, Lord, have mercy. Remember me, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy on this, my neighbor. Have mercy. It don't take but a few words, and then there are hours where it's more intense and you pray a little bit longer. But whisper a prayer as many times you can in a day or an hour. And all that counts. All that will cause you to be worthy to escape what's about to happen. Gonna soon shake us all. God is gonna not only shake the world, as Isaiah 24 describes. He's gonna shake in the valleys, the mountains, the high and lofty ones, sinners, the goats, the wicked. Every creature, everything that's living and moving, have a being, will be shaken and standing on in fear of God. And God say, I'm not only going to shake sinners and unbelievers, I'm going to shake my olive tree. I'm going to shake the olive tree. The church's pattern and style is an olive tree. I'm going to see what's really standing, what's really with me and for me and standing in the face of God. I'm going to shake the houses of God. That's what I'm going to do. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we honor you, and praise you, Almighty God, for who you are. We give you praise. We stretch our hands to you in repentance. God, asking you to forgive us of any transgression of any laws, statutes, precepts, judgments, commandments. Have mercy upon us. We pray for sweeping of our souls, and that you, by your power, would thoroughly purge our floors. Purge us from iniquity. Thoroughly purge us from broken laws and rules. The mindset of I can get away with this and get away with that, break this, and God don't see us. God, deliver us from self-righteousness. God, in the name of Jesus, self-deception. Deliver us from evil and all the deceptions and all the deceivableness of the world and the devil and his angels under every demonic title. We pray that you will save us where we are not saved and sanctify us in the name of Jesus and root us and ground us in this truth and let this word forever settle in our heart that the enemy take it not from us. Blessed. Every ministry on this line, we pray for restoration. We pray for revival. We pray for a rekindling, a renewing. Oh, God, that you will flame them up and make them a flame of fire, stripping their backbone, God, that they'll be Oh, God, fearless to stand and withstand against all evil that faced the nation and faced the house of God. This we ask that you would save those who are nearest hell and sanctify and restore and provoke the prodigal sons to jealousy that they'll come back to the house of God. They'll be provoked to love and good works and to do their first works over again. Bless this radio broadcast. Bless God in Jesus' name. We pray that you bless us all financially. Bless and strengthen us and keep us that we can continue to be the vessels fitted for your use. In Jesus' name, amen. Back into your hands, Apostle.
Thank you so much, Prophetess, for that anointed, appointed, and approved word for the Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. What a word. Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God. Because without your order, Lord, nothing can be done. Lord, we thank you for what you have allowed your servant to deliver into the atmosphere today. Not only into the atmosphere, but into our hearts today. We ask, O God, that even now that you would refill her, replenish all that she has poured out. She has poured out so much, and there's still yet much more to come. But Lord, we ask you to replenish that at the next appointed time, wherever she is being used, Lord God, she would have more than enough, Lord. We ask you to protect her and protect everything and perfect everything that concerns her. Lord, keep her under the protection of your shadow of your wings, O God, that she might walk forth and go forth in safety, knowing that she is completely covered. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. Prophetess, I tell you, you bless me today. And that scripture you start with, but more or less when you sang those couple songs, I had to write down the sounds. And I even put it in my computer, the last sound. It just blessed my spirit so well that I was praising the Lord with you. Had my phone on mute, but I was praising the Lord with you. You said there was a shifting, the shifting that's taking place. And it's taking place in the spiritual realm, making itself manifested in the earthly natural realm. You also said that our nation had become the breeding ground for devils. I tell you, that was, ooh, that jumped completely out of the atmosphere. I saw it when you say that. It was like lightning flashing in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. People have become so comfortable that they can't see these things. They can't see and they can't hear. Apostle Stuart Arbor said people got eyes and can't see, got ears and can't hear. Well, this is what's going on. You said that we must stay away from, I wrote down this way. You said we must, I wrote down, we must stay away from indulging in things that are sinful, like movies, speaking, and hearing, things that does not honor God, does not edify his body. It was just right on time, right on time, word, woman of God. It's so much. I mean, you said so much. It was like almost, I could say, 2-3 sermons in one. That's what I heard. It was just so much. I just begin to just allow that word to just fill my heart, just fill my heart. And you stress so much about repentance. you know, it was in the Word, and you would try, you brought up that iniquity, the sin, that continuous sin, that lawlessness that's in the earth right now, that men are taking for granted. Even you spoke about leaders in the church, in the house of the Lord. And many people don't like to talk about the leaders in the church. But he said that judgment will begin at the house first, his house, the church. And you begin to say that they don't want to preach about sin because they're afraid of offending others, congregational members, even leaders, afraid of offended other leaders that are indulging in sin. And this is what has us not being able to experience the full manifestation of the power of God's anointing in the house of the Lord because of the lawlessness of leaders, the sinfulness of leaders. And you say sometimes we take up certain books and we say certain things and we indulge in certain things that bring sin upon the house of the Lord. People get sick. People die because of leaders dibbing and dabbing in sin. I tell you that I was asking God to clear my mind, clear my heart, my thoughts, because I was hearing the Word, you know. So, woman of God, I just thank God for the Word. There's a lot of people on the line, so I'm going to open the line. I want to come on. We don't have much time to record two or three minutes. Anyone that want to come on and encourage you, the line is open. The line is open. Come and encourage you, woman of God.
Thank God for the Word. I enjoy every time I come on here. Oh, man. I admit, get on here while she was singing, I just like some of them old songs. I know those songs, I was a child when, you know, they didn't have all the, you know, all the instruments, and they would, you know, rejoice and praise God. I was, you know, praying and just, and then you just felt such an anointing, you know, during that time as a child. And to hear those old songs, I had to get in and say something, man. I said, man, I remember those songs when I was a little boy, you know, and I just thank God for the songs and the Word, and, you know, she was speaking on iniquity abounding, you know, and it's getting worse, man. This an American country love gruesome and murder and stuff, you know. We talk about justice and we need to stop the murdering and the killing, but we embrace this stuff. America embraced death. I was looking at an article on Facebook in Chicago, where I travel oftentimes, Chicago, and they got a museum with artifacts with torture. Well, you got people getting their head chopped off, and they've been tortured. I mean, these artifacts, and then I opened up this new museum right downtown in Chicago now, where you can go in there, people that like, you know, scary movies and goofy stuff. They got a museum right in Chicago now where you can go and look at artifacts. Where you got a person getting cut up and it's painting pictures with blood and these artifacts. And, you know, it's just amazing how they embrace evil and homosexuality on a whole other level, man. Almost every commercial you look at, they're embracing witches and Ouija boards and black magic and sorcery. I mean, and embracing it if it's something good, you know. And then on the holidays, even on the holidays around Halloween, you know, they embrace evil and witches and devils and demons and all this type of stuff, and embracing murdering and watching murder movies. It's a breeding ground for evil demons, and we wonder why we got so much murder and serial killing and child molestation, because we embrace them stuff. We embrace these evil spirits, man, and we take food off them, and then we congratulate our actors on getting rewards for making these type of movies that blaspheme against God, that mock God, and we embrace this stuff. And so, you know, we just have to be careful, you know, even with the the Tyler Perry movies, how the church, you know, they, you know, some people saying something about it now, how the church helped them get rich. It's how I let this man come to church and cross-dress and dress like a drag queen right in the church, and we laughed at it. And then not knowing that the trickery of the enemy, that's why he got so rich. That man got rich. Satan knew that man like never before to bring laughter and trickery to the church to the point where every, they got rich and all these shows of Tyler Perry, him cross-dressing, and we laughed at it and didn't know that the enemy used that to continue to blaspheme against God and continue to push this homosexual spirit. And then, you know, they say, well, the world passes, but the church passes first. We okay this stuff, because we want to be a city that sit upon the hill and the salt of the land, and we allow a lot of this stuff would be so the Satan would be so successful, like the woman God said, and many of us have said on this radio station, and it didn't take down prayer, and we wouldn't allow so much stuff to go on in the church, and the church has allowed so much stuff, bad leadership, allowing stuff to go on because they want to keep a building, or they want to keep their new cars and keep them nice suits they get, and money in the bank, and you know it's all about money, power, and sex with some of these leaders, and they don't let down the glory of God and the holiness for all this stuff, and that's why we got such a power shortage. Because we embrace this evil. We embrace this evil, even in my house. And I'm not bragging. You know, I'm asking God to help me to not watch certain movies. I mean, my wife done got down to really, it's hard to really watch anything, even Disney. You know, Disney is evil. Because Disney, most of the Disney movies, it teaches you witchcraft or sorcery and all that stuff. You got to ask God to deliver us from that. Because they got all kind of forbiddable messages in the Disney. We got to deliver our kids from all these stuff. These toys that the enemy have gave us and made us think it's okay. You know, and so, you know, it's just tough. It takes the power of God and the Holy Ghost to help us see what the enemy is doing. It takes prayer and the power of God that we can see that the enemy, what he's doing and how tricky and the trickery he's using, the wiles and the evil and the things that he do to try to keep us in bondage, to keep us in chains with his toys. And so, you know, I just thank God for the word, you know, her talking about iniquity, man. It's just so much that she covered, as you said, Apostle, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing, man, how God, you know, used her and used each and every one on this prayer, on this radio station every day. I thank God for it. A lot of time I can stay on, a lot of time I had to get off. I work so hard, but I thank God for this radio program, because I get a chance to listen to the word while I'm driving. You know, this is my career, the career I chose to do, you know, to take care of my family. And so I just thank God for the opportunity to be on here, to be able to hear others and hear truth in the word of God, you know, and then to hear that God loves us so much that he'll send men and women of God to help us equip ourselves and see the things that he requires us to do, you know, because if you go in the Old Testament, God had requirements for the children of Israel. That's why we doing the same thing that they did, and that's why they got them in trouble with God, and God allowed their enemies to overtake them because they had them broke the covenant of God doing the same thing we doing now. And I see why God's word says, if my people that are called by my name should humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and hear our land. And you got in the church, there's so many wicked ways, and it's not being acknowledged because you got a lot of compromises going on. You have to keep membership and don't want to lose people. Keep people in their churches. And so we just really have to pray and love and just ask God to help us and continue giving us insight to help us do better. And I just y'all be blessed and I love y'all. God bless you.
Thank you so much for the response, Minister Jones. That was powerful. I tell you, when she sang that song, keep my mind, Lord, keep my mind, Lord, in the spirit all the time. I tell you, that took me to another dimension. I tell you, I went in there. Glory to God. I was traveling with that with that worship song. Took me right into the presence of the Lord. And I was convicted. I said, keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind, Lord. Keep my mind in the spirit all the time. Okay, the line is open. I got to go out for a minute here. I'll be able to just call her car is dead. Let me go and see what's happening. The line is open for anyone that wants to. Anybody want to respond, if you want to pray, if you want to sing a song, come.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Brother Deacon. I'll be ready to know in a minute. Let me take this jump start and see if I can get her car started and see what's going on.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord, Apostle. Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord, Apostle.
Pray the Lord.
Pray the Lord. Pray the Lord. The word, what I heard today. I pray the Lord, you one more God. I thank God I got a chance to come on coming today. I thank God on the word of today. I really enjoyed on the word of God. And everything that I heard about, you know, going right on point with everything that had been said. You know, you were winning into the word, winning to talk about a lot of things that you had, some things that you had said. You got some that don't believe in. They don't believe. They don't want you saying Jesus no more. Pray the Lord. They don't want you saying. They don't want you to say Jesus no more. They don't want you to do anything. They don't want to do nothing. They don't want you to say nothing. They don't like you saying the word of God no more. That's just the way we are. They don't want to read the word. All they want to do is read in their books, but they want to get in the word of God. And that's just how the way we are. We don't never want to talk about the word of God, but we all the time want to look, read something else. You sit up in the pulpit. Don't never want to talk about the reading the word of God. That's just the way we are. We don't want to get into the Bible, get into the scripture and read by the word of God. They don't want to do that. They don't want to read that about the word of God. They don't even want to hear it. Talk about the word of God no more. And everything that what I heard was right upon what you said was the truth. You got some and the other thing that you really talked about, you had talked about something that we gotta be careful what we look at on television. And a lot of things ain't good what you see on television no more. You know, television ain't like where it used to be anymore. Cartoons are not like where it used to be anymore. It's not the way we got to be careful who we let children to watch on television, because these days right now, it gets to the point you don't even want to watch television anymore. We got to be careful who we let children watching television now, because you see everything on television that's something that it is not of God. And we have to be careful who we let. Even we have to pray over just those things, what we look at on TV, and even on these commercials, they're the same way. You look at something and on these commercials, same way about these commercials, they're the same way. We got to be careful what we look at. It ain't like where it used to be anymore. It's too much is witchcraft right now. We see all this stuff is going on right now. They don't want to hear the word of God. All they want to do is that they don't even want to talk about the word of God anymore. That's just the way we are. In some of these churches, we see so much happening. We see too much a killing. Someone murder somebody. Someone suicide themselves. Every day we killing somebody. Cause of anger. So how way we, if you mad at, in your family, you mad at your wife or you mad at the girlfriend, and then you got these children be molested, and that's why we see these things are happening. Everything was in the word. You know, everything that was in the word was true. That's why the word of God tells us in the word of God. Something we all not do, we all not, some of the things that what we look at and what we see, it's happening now. You see children get murdered. You see teachers get murdered. You see everything's going on now. Someone suicide themselves. They're out there right now. Name the other word. I'm saying the other word. I know it's suicide. Going through depression. Yeah. Going through a lot of things. And a lot of things what we see all these things are happening right now. If everything is, you want to go and kill your father, you go out there and kill your mother. Now, what's this man? You want to kill, go out there, shoot the father, then you get into it, your father, and you go out there, shoot the father, and then go out there arguing. That's why you got sons going against father, you got against a daughter going against mother, you got mother going against father, and you got son against mother. And then you got brother going against brothers, and then you got sisters going against sisters, and then the world is going is crazy now these days, and that's why it's time to pray time with the word of God, praying more. It's time to pray more with the word of God. That's why we have to be careful who we let watch what we see on TV, on television now. Right now, television is not like where it used to be now. And I remember as you were singing "Woman God," it took me way back as well. And I remember I was a little. We don't even sing the song we used to sing anymore. Now somehow we talk about the songs to where that song never get too old. We can always still sing the song. It still can always get sing the song. That song will never go anywhere. It's still always gonna be where it's gonna be for singing now. But I do really thank God. I always had a chance to come and hear on the word of God. The word will always really, it blesses all. We all are learning together, and in Christ. You know, even though I want to be with the word of God. I just thank God I always get a chance to come and hear the word of God. Even though I never get a chance to say anything, even though I'd be on the job, but I thank God that I had opportunity to come and hear the word of God. So whatever you do, woman of God, you just keep on letting the Lord lead you and speak through you, because that's the word of God, that who you are. Always keep on teaching, preaching the word of God. And you will get your word someday, woman of God. I really enjoyed you, woman of God. I never get a chance to, every time I come and hear you, I never come and make a comment. But I just thank God I had opportunity to come on my spare time and say something on today. And I just thank God I enjoyed what I heard on today. Because the word of God is always an awesome God, because he's all-time God. So we just thank the Lord that you always had a chance to come and let the Lord use you and speak to you, because you is his servant. And even on this church line, everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to him. That's why we got to give God a praise. keep on giving the praise. I thank God coming on this church line. I enjoyed it coming on this church line. And I remember when I first came on this church line, you know, I didn't know how to act when I came on this church line. But I thank God where I used to be. I thank God what I used to, what he bought me from. I'm not there yet. But I just thank God that I always had opportunity to come and hear the word of God. And I really enjoyed what I heard. The word really blessed me today. I really enjoyed what I heard on today. Everything belongs to God. And that's why we have to always, it really touch everything. I know all the other come and encourage on the word of God. So I thank God for what I heard on the word of God. May God continue to keep on using you, woman of God. Let God continue to speak to you. Everything that belongs to Jesus, God be the glory. And I really enjoyed what I heard on today. So, woman of God, may God continue to bless on the word what I heard. May God continue to keep you, and may he keep you and your family. And may God continue to use you in the name of Jesus. Keep me lifted up in prayer. I always keep the family lifted up in prayer. We just always have to pray for everybody, because everything is still going on now. Everything, we still have right now where people are cruel to one another these days. And that's why we got to watch where we go, because you don't know what's going on out there. And we got to always keep our armors on and pray. Keep the Lord with us. So that's why that's an important thing. Keep Jesus on your side. Keep Jesus everywhere you go. So that's the way, the important thing. You have to have Jesus everywhere you go. That's the important thing. You need to have Jesus. So I do really thank God for what I heard on today. Yeah, I know it's a Friday, June the 10th, 2022. But I thank God what I heard on today. I thank God for coming on to hear on the word of God. I really enjoyed it, what I heard. The word really took us everything that has been said. So we don't ever want to, you never hear preachers preached about that. But I just thank God for what they never do preach a sermon like that about the iniquity. And I just thank the word, what we said on today, woman of God. So woman of God, keep on preaching the word of God. Regardless of who don't want to hear it, you preach it, woman of God. You preach it. Who get mad, who have an attitude about it. You preach the word of God, because it was the word of God within you. So I thank God what I heard on today. I really enjoyed it. May God continue to bless on the word. May it keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
All right, Brother Deacon, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The line is still open for anyone that wants to respond.
Excuse me, Apostle. I apologize, Apostle. I've got to make this prayer line announcement. Pray the Lord again. Yes. Tonight, you're welcome. You are welcome tonight to the International Prayer Line Ministry. I will be on tonight, and your host, you can praise the host tonight. I'm looking at one of you that those of you would like to come and give God a praise on tonight. And that number of that call is 712-432-3900. That's 712-432-3900. And the access code is 308587#. That's 308587#. The time is at 8:15 to 9:45. essential kind. You come in, if you don't have no place to go, or if you headed off of work, drop by, come and lift up the name of Jesus. Come and give God a praise and share your testimony or a song or whatever on your heart. Give God a praise, and you will be blessed. And may God continue to bless you all. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm done.
Amen, Brother Deacon. The line is still open. Anyone that wants to encourage the woman of God? If not, you're going to pray and close out. Okay. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. And we ask, O God, as we don't need it?
I don't know. I couldn't get the key out.
Okay.
So I figured, well, I'll just drive home.
Okay, Father.
So I turned the key and it wouldn't,
thank you.
The ignition wouldn't go on.
We are going to talk to you all later. And we pray the strength of the Lord upon each and every one. And have a blessed day. We're going to get on tonight with Brother Deacon and see what the Lord say. Bye-bye.